Good afternoon, and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about the performing arts. I'm Steve Hunt. I'm your host. Today we have kind of an unusual show. It's about performing arts. It's about theater, but it's about a play being done, but not in a theater. This play is being done elsewhere around town, and I will let our guests tell you a little bit more about this mystery I'm setting up for you. We have two guests today. We have Vanessa Salinas, who is the volunteer coordinator for Providence Hospice. Welcome to the show, Vanessa.
Thank you.
We also have Pat Dooley, who is a program director at Providence Hospice. Welcome to the show, Pat.
Thank you.
Well, I mentioned this is a theater play that's not done in a theater, and you are not directors or actors or designers. You're from Hospice, from Providence Hospice. Tell us about the show. By the way, I should mention the name of the show. It's called Dusk, and it's being performed where?
It's being performed this Saturday night at Mountain View Public Library there at Bregaw at from 7 to 9. And then Sunday we'll have a repeat performance at Chugiak Eagle River Senior Center, which is the North Birchwood exit on the highway, from 3 in the afternoon until 5. Immediately following the performance, which is about an hour and 10 minutes, we'll have a nice discussion about the subject matter, which is advanced directives.
Well, Pat, let's go with that. Tell us about how this play, how you got a hold of this play and what this play is about and why you're doing it as part of Hospice.
Okay. Shirley Honey, who's one of our volunteers, came to us and proposed that we put this play on. Hospice Foundation of America has four plays that talk about advanced directives, and she was very eager to do this. She has some theater background, and so we decided that we would take some of our funding. We get donations from the community, and so the Providence Foundation money that we have, we're using to put the play on, so we purchased the rights.
You mentioned advanced directives.
Yes.
Can you explain that to our listening audience?
So advanced directives, it can be a very simple form that lets your care providers and your family know what you would like when you can no longer speak for yourself. So, you know, do you want to have an IV? Do you want to have antibiotics? Do you want somebody to push on your chest and get you going again? Are you willing to have a ventilator? Those kinds of things. And so we're really encouraging everybody to have that. Most of us think that if we never talk about it, it's never going to happen. So we really want to encourage people. And this is about a birthday. It's around a birthday of the main character. And so this is really a gift you can give, is the peace of mind that your family or your loved ones know exactly what you want and how to carry that out.
Well, Vanessa, this is a play, and as a play, we watch things happen in front of us rather than being told what to do. Tell us, Pat, you mentioned something about this being about a birthday party. Can you elaborate more about what happens in this play?
Absolutely. The main character, Gil, being played by Bill Cotton, is 65, and he's got a heart condition, an emphysema, and he's grumpy, and he's an old hippie.
And Bill is an old hippie too.
It's perfect.
He's perfect. And it's close to his 65th birthday. There are three children, his daughter, the oldest daughter, Nan, who, of course, has been there for everything, you know, to take care of him, to get him to the hospital appointments, and a younger daughter who's a little bit flaky, and then another son who lives on the East Coast, and they live on the West Coast. And so they all get together to try and talk about, Dad, what do you want to do the next time you fall on the ground and you have a heart attack? We didn't know what to do. He basically doesn't want to talk about it. He doesn't want to talk about it with the nurse practitioner. He's questioning it. He's saying, can I die from filling out this form? You know, what's going to happen to me? You guys are bossing me around. It's about the family dynamic and the family interaction. And that's what the play really puts out there for you. This family that's a little dysfunctional, getting together with Dad on the eve of his 65th birthday to get him to say, what do you want for end-of-life care? What would you like to be hydrated? Do you want all the bells and the whistles, or do you not? Don't make me decide, Dad. That's one of the lines that Nan, who's actually one of our nurses and home health at Providence Home Health, she plays the part of Nan, and she looks at him, Dad, don't make me make all these decisions for you. tell me what you would like and write it down so that we don't have to go through what we did when you fell on the ground and you weren't breathing and there was a crisis going on.
And Pat, can we go so far as to say that the play has a satisfactory or happy ending? Does the main character finally decide to do that?
Yeah. Yes, actually, it has a happy ending. It's actually a funny play. I mean, this doesn't sound like a funny topic, but it's actually quite funny. And the actors are wonderful in it. So it's entertaining as well as having a message.
Now, the show's already been performed twice.
Yes.
And can you tell us a bit what the reaction was to the play?
So the first one was over at Providence Hospital, and it was actually very well attended. So there were probably about 50 people there, and people were laughing in the spots that were actually quite funny, and people were very engaged. And then we had about a 20-25 minute conversation about advanced directives after, and people were very engaged. So, and we actually, 35 people took advanced directives home with them. So hopefully they'll fill them out.
Who was your audience at the Providence Hospital? Was it staff members from Providence or patients, or who was there?
It was actually a wide variety. We had some physicians there. We had some of our volunteers. We had members of the community. I think there were some supporters of the actors there. It really was a pretty diverse group.
This sounds fascinating because, you know, you're trying to get across a message. Sometimes you can stand up there and just say it and talk about it and hammer it into people's heads. But doing a play does something different, doesn't it? Vanessa, what kind of reactions are you getting from people watching this play?
Absolutely, really good reactions. We had people from the clergy community there who were really impressed that we talked about that whole dynamic of, you know, the spirituality part of it. And then there's a really funny piece, the son Fitz in the play. He's a salesman and he gets things wholesale and he gets a defibrillator wholesale and he gives it to Dad for his birthday. And Dad opens it up and he looks at it and it's an actual implantable defibrillator. And there's a lot of jokes about that going around when we had to get an actual defibrillator as a prop for the play. And he shows it to Gil and he says, "Here, Dad, you know, this is what you need. We want you to live forever." And he says, "I got it wholesale. I got a deal on it," you know? And they're really, really funny parts.
Sounds like a very entertaining play as well as a very instructional experience, doesn't it? Yeah. Well, our guests today are Vanessa Salinas, who is a volunteer coordinator with Providence Hospice, and Pat Dooley, who is the program director with Providence Hospice. We're talking about the play Dusk and how they're using this play to get across this message of advanced directives. Correct?
Yes, that's correct.
And you mentioned Diane Benson is directing this play, and I think you had you were telling me a story before about how she identified with this story, that she really wanted to direct it. Can you talk about that a bit more?
Absolutely. I know Diane, and when the play came to us, I wanted her to look at it, and I go, "Diane, what do you think about this play? We're thinking of doing it at Providence Hospice and doing it as an educational community service, you know, to get the word out to the community." And she had just, and she writes about it in the program book in her director's piece, she talks about the personal experience of having just gone through this with a family member. And she really, you know, she coped with a similar situation with her uncle. There were lines from the play that could have been taken right from his mouth, she says. "As I read the play, I felt direct kinship with the other characters. I simply felt I knew the scenes because my family was living it." And at that point, she said to me, "Vanessa, I want to direct this play." And we were very fortunate. She is right now working with the University of Alaska Fairbanks Department of Native Studies and Rural Development. And they were able to loan her to us to direct the play. And we went out and did a stage call, and we did a call for actors. We have two wonderful actresses from Providence, who are, one's playing the role of Nan and one is playing the role of Elizabeth, the nurse practitioner.
And you have, of course, Bill Cotton, who is a very well-known actor in the Anchorage area, playing one of the parts. I'm curious, when you're, maybe this is the wrong question to ask of you, but the people who are in this field playing these parts, how are they adapting to their characters? Do they feel comfortable doing their characters? Are they playing a part of someone who you are sometimes can be kind of difficult?
It was really important for the characters to have an understanding of what we were trying to do. And early on, we all talked about our own personal experiences with losing a family member or having someone in the hospital or having to make these decisions. And for all of the characters and all of the actors in the play, they each had a personal experience in their lives with it. My own dad was on hospice 35 years ago before hospice care was at the level that it's at now. And I remember how grateful my mom and I were for that kind of support, because all my father wanted to do was stay at home, like most of us do.
Well, Pat, let's get back to you for a moment. You're the director of hospice at Providence Hospice. This is the first time, obviously, you've done a play. How is that different from what you normally do to try to get the message across?
It's very different. We often go out and do presentations about hospice, how hospice can help. We go to health fairs, and we actually hand out advanced directives at health fairs. And what I'm really struck with at health fairs is people always have a story to tell. And many like the stories that you've heard today. And, of course, we have brochures and we have things that we can hand out. But there's something about a play, I think, that I was really struck by how open people felt talking after the play. So I don't know if this it was a lot of work. People have been working on this since January or since July, and I think they've had a lot of fun. But it is a great way to get the word out.
Do you think this is something that you'll be doing in the future? You said there are four plays written about this topic. Is this something you might want to try again?
I think that we might. I think we have to kind of go back and take a look and see about the energy and the resources and that kinds of thing.
Well, it does take a lot of time and effort, yeah. Doesn't it?
Yeah. Actually, somebody in Seward has expressed an interest. So we're going to help them possibly stage something in Seward. So in a small community like that, that can really be powerful.
Is this something that you could take on the road, as they say, take this production to other communities like Seward, like Homer, like Talkeetna, or even up to Fairbanks?
Yeah, I'm picturing a big van and painting on the side. Yes, I mean, it's very poor. Portable. It mm-hmm. is very portable, and you can do it as just a reading. So people could just sit and read, and do it that way. But I think the actors are so clear that they're close to each other, that they act well together, that there's a real heart in it. I think it's a really engaging play.
Vanessa, any temptation to get on stage?
Absolutely not. I'm the background kid.
None at all? It sounds like you're having a such fun time with working with this show. It sounds like you might want to get up on stage.
It was really wonderful, making sure that everything happened. I mean, I really wanted to make sure that, everything went smoothly, that the actors had what they needed, that Diane had what they needed. That's my strong point. And I really enjoyed working with everyone on staff.
We've just got about 30 seconds left. When I ask you, this is open to the public, right?
Absolutely.
And give us real quick, your next two performances are going to be this weekend. Is that right?
Yes, we have one at the Mountain View Public Library, which is right there at the corner of Bregaw and Mountain View next to Clark Middle School. That one starts at 7 o'clock on Saturday, the 14th. And on Sunday, the 15th of November, we will be at Chugiak Eagle River Senior Center, which is the North Birchwood exit off of the Glen Highway. And you go up to the right and the Senior Center is right there.
Sounds terrific.
And it is free.
It's free and open to the public. Well, I want to thank my guest, Vanessa Salinas, who is the volunteer coordinator with Providence Hospice, and Pat Dooley, who's the program director with Providence Hospice, coming by and talking about this really intriguing play and community involvement an event called Dusk. Congratulations on the show so far, and break a leg on the ones coming up.
Thank you, Steve.
Thanks for having us.
Okay, thank you. Until next time, this is Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life informed. This is Alaska Public Media.